All right, the header is under the lights. Under the lights before a Champions League quarter final. Tuesday, 8 o'clock, Benfica v Liverpool. They are the two times winners of the European Cup. But it's been a while. 1961 and 1962, in fact. But they haven't been beyond the quarters in the current format. But there will be 65,000 in the stadium backing them for this one. Open that they can upset it all, because everyone is saying that this is the easiest draw that Liverpool could have got. And there's a bit of nice romance around Benfica, Adam. We've got on each of the two previous occasions the sides have met at this stage of the competition, the Reds have claimed victory and gone on to lift the trophy. So 1978, it was Emlyn Hughes and Jimmy Case scoring in Lisbon. Before we eventually went on to win the European Cup at Wembley. 4 years later, a 5-1 aggregate victory meant that we could go on and have our famous triumph in Rome. I love all stuff like this. Like, I know it's not relevant in 2022. I hate them boars that come up with stuff like that. But also, as well, more recently and perhaps more quirkily, it was Benfica providing the opposition before we played Spurs in the final in Madrid. So they offered up their B team to be Spurs. And we played them.
Yeah.
We played them and beat them 2-0. But they set up like Spurs and did us a big favour. And apparently some of their players were rocking around in Liverpool tops watching the game. So, you know, there's a bit of intertwining of the two sides. But Liverpool are obviously expected to win. Strong favourites to win this game. Benfica are 15-2. Should you fancy them to win this tie? And Benfica are 200-1 to win the Champions League compared to Liverpool's 2-1. So we should win, mate.
We should do. Does anyone know what Ken and Deirdre are up to? Prince Charles?
The Pope?
Is he the Pope yet?
Has he
popped his clogs?
I love all that. It's not happened much yet, has it? But I think if we get through this, people will start to find them, I'm sure.